Hi, I'm Beth Hubbard, and I am the current president of Michigan Agritourism. I also have a 250-acre farm in southwest Michigan where I have a lot of agritourism, from U-Pick to bakery to hard cider, and where people can come experience fun on my farm.
I'm Janice Benson, the executive director of Michigan Agritourism, and I'm not a farmer, but I'm one of the most excited people who loves to visit farms in Michigan.
I'm Natalie Clackle. I'm the current treasurer of Michigan Agritourism and the incoming president. I live and work on my family's fourth generation apple orchard just outside Greenville, Michigan.
Michigan Agritourism celebrating 10 years this year. Can you share a little bit about how the organization was formed and what it's really been able to do the last decade?
Yeah, the organization was formed back in 2007 by really a group of farmers who at the time realized the landscape was changing. We were about to head into the 2008 recession. Farms were not doing well. Farmers needed to have other things on their farm to make more money. And so they started inviting the public onto the farm, and this thing called agritourism started growing. At the same time, so did problems. As other organizations that could have helped, like the government, slash budgets and things, a group of farmers looked around and said, we need help. Let's just get together and do it ourselves. So they formed an association. Steve Tennis was the founder, got a group of farmers to the table and began to just work on these issues one by one. Some of them were legislative, some of them were promotion, a need for promotion. And that's how the group got started and then began to grow.
Can you recap some of those wins for the agritourism industry in Michigan?
In the early days, it was some very simple things that needed help, like just getting road signs for people, clearing the way so that we could have common signage done through the Michigan Department of Agriculture. It was working on the right to farm and the GAMPs. It was working with Michigan Farm Bureau on liability concerns. As we solved some of those immediate problems, we moved more into education. So we have been sponsoring sessions at Expo, for instance. We've been working on promotion, and I think Janice might touch on that, but part of what we really wanted to bring out was how to get exposure to all these wonderful places in Michigan to go.
What's it look like today?
Today we call it Michigan Farm Fun. So what we do is we connect the public with these fun activities, because we find that a lot of times if coming out to the farm, experiencing it, meeting the farmer, tasting the food, walking through the orchards is the best way to realize where your food comes from. And it creates people an excitement where they'll come back from generation to generation, bring their kids back for the same experience. Having customers come back regularly is the best way to keep your farm alive. So today we have what we call our Michigan Farm Fun Directory. It's a statewide directory that of the farms that welcome visitors, as well as our website, michiganfarmfun.com, and social media too. So we try to educate the public, but we also continue to support the farmers through regional meetings and networking opportunities, videos to help them in their work and the challenges, because when you have customers coming to your farm, it's a whole different ball of wax. You've got liability, you've got customer service issues, parking issues, and things that we can be supportive. So it's a two-pronged thing, helping the public find you, the farmers, the great experiences, as well as helping the farms with those challenges that they face so that they can provide those great experiences.
Michigan's ag industry unique that there are so many different commodities and types of farms that you can visit. Have you seen other states' agritourism grow like Michigan, or any comparisons?
I think agritourism is growing across the country. Both Natalie and I have had an opportunity to attend and visit many of the other states through national conferences. But wherever we go with those, people clearly look back and say how lucky we are in Michigan to have this amazing climate that we have with what we can grow. And truly, the types of agritourism that we can have to get 200 and plus members in our directory is amazing. So we like to think that we're still on top of having some of the best agritourism in the nation.
Natalie, talk a little bit more about your farm, how that's grown through the agritourism side of things, and what's really changed as you have more customers come onto the farm.
So I'm the fourth generation on our farm. My family's been growing apples in Michigan since about 1915. Our farm was a commercial apple orchard up until the late 1970s, when my dad put a roadside stand out. He'd put fruit out in the morning and a tin can, come back at the end of the day, and hope that the amount of fruit gone and the amount of money in the can matched up about where it should be. And then as over the years, we've grown. We added a building and then a bakery and a cider mill. And then a a family fun farm where families can come out and spend the day in the country on a farm, pick their own apples, pick their own pumpkins, and really get to enjoy all that the harvest season has always offered farming families, but not necessarily offered the public. We've seen our farm grow from a little fruit stand on the side of the road to a destination for families in West Michigan, and agritourism across the state has seen the same thing as our industry has grown, our members have grown along with it.
How have those activities of what consumers are looking for to get in touch with where their food comes maybe changed, or some of the new experiences that agritourism destinations are offering?
So agritourism got its roots in people wanting to pick their own fruits and vegetables, visit the farm to pick your own, but it's expanded over the years into so much more, and now customers, they want to get married on farms. They want to be able to drink beer made with hops grown on the farm, or drink hard cider or wine produced on the farm. And agritourism has grown, the definition of what that is has grown, to support the customer's demand for continuing unique experiences. Because what we do in agriculture is really cool. We can make a lot of really unique and interesting products with it, and our customers like those products. They're already buying them. So getting them out to the farm to have a better connection to where those products like wine, local beer, hard cider, or animals, you know, getting to pet goats, things like that, that you wouldn't be able to do elsewhere. Our industry has grown as the customer demand for those things have grown. And farmers have demanded, had to get creative, because agritourism helps keep family farms sustainable. So it's a mixture of meeting customer demand, but also a build it and they will come kind of scenario. And agritourism has expanded what agritourism is in the last 30 years to really meet both the customer's demand for new and unique experiences on farms and farmers' need to make their operations more diverse and sustainable.
Have millennials and the new young families that are coming to the farm changed the conversation, or what kind of experience might that generation be looking for?
Millennials are looking for experiences, not necessarily products. So agritourism in the past has been very product focused, and millennials and the young families that millennials have are really driving a shift in agritourism towards experiences. As agritourism operators and farmers, they're really looking for us to provide an experience for their family, not just a product for them to purchase. Millennials are willing to pay for the experiences that they have. They want these high-end experiences, and they're willing to pay for them, and that has caused an increased demand for agritourism as well.
Any thoughts on the future of the organization, the next 10 years, and how things may change for Michigan farmers that are inviting the public?
I think it's going to change, but yet remain the same. When people want these experiences, what's really neat about being a farmer trying to figure out how to help someone plan a day is that some of the most simplest things you have on your farm that you take for granted every single day is absolutely what they want to see, whether it's just a bench parked by the herb garden that they just want to sit in casually and talk. We have a simple little house built into a corn crib where we scatter corn and dump trucks, and parents have to just take crying children away from those. It's simple little things that they can't get where they're coming from, and I think the ability to be back with nature, to see the legacy, see the heritage, meet the farmer, talk to the farmer, are things that are probably not going to change. We're loving what we're seeing. For those folks in this business, it's so gratifying to see families come and hear the laughter, hear people just shrieking with joy, and you're thinking this is a really good thing that we do. So I think that it's going to continue. People want to get back to their roots.
Anyone have anything else to add? You're good.
She can be done. Good.
Cool. Yeah.